All right, it's time for another Things Happy Hour Quick Shot. This week, we are talking one of my pet peeves, Andrew, turnovers. Saints Twitter and fans in general are obsessed with turnovers. They look at 2009 and like, man, the defense is terrible. All you need to do is create more turnovers and they can win. Defense can be terrible with everything, but if you can create turnovers, you can win. And it's just, first of all, the 2009 defense wasn't bad, as everybody says. And second of all, turnovers is the most wildly inconsistent stat in the NFL, and I'll throw out a stat later. But it's just tiring to fans. They think, if we can just get more turnovers, then the defense can be okay. And it just bothers the fuck out of me.
Well, yeah, and I think what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, is that it's difficult to just snap your fingers and make turnovers happen. Yes, some of them fall out of the sky, so there is a luck component where quarterback just throws an errant pass, ball slips out of his hand. I mean, there are fluke turnovers that happen. The Chargers game comes to mind last year where, you know, at one point, there was just a fumble out of nowhere that kind of put the Saints back in the game and gave them a chance to win. But I think, in general, in my opinion, turnovers are more of a symptom than a cause. I don't think you can make a root cause change that makes turnovers just happen. And I think the biggest example I can give to that is adding Jarrett Bird. Granted, he was injured for a big part of his time with the Saints. But even when he was on the field, you know, the Saints saw a history of playmaking ability. They assumed bringing him in would create more turnovers, and it never really happened. And I think the reason for that is lack of pass rush, et cetera. So the big thing for me is how do you get more turnovers? You can't just get more turnovers. That's not like you need to improve other things specifically for that to have a chance to happen, and I think it's improving the pass rush, which I don't know that the Saints did this offseason. I mean, I would say if anything was fairly out, it's probably worse right now. It could get better, but that's kind of wait and see. You know, another thing is just having better coverage where you give your guys a chance to get to the quarterback. And, you know, I think adding Lattimore probably helps that. Maybe not immediately. So, yeah, again, like I think getting turnovers is more of like a symptom. It's not really like a root cause. And I don't think you can point to one thing. It's certainly drafting a guy like Marcus Williams helps your playmaking ability. But I think it's less about playmakers and more about just being solid.
Well, it's about being better in certain situations. I mean, you look like I was arguing with people on Twitter, and I was saying, look, in the last 5 years in the NFL, the team that has created the most turnovers in defense has not finished in the top 10 the next year in the last 5 years. So, like, Kansas City was number one. They created the most turnovers in 2016. Odds are they're not going to be in the top 10 in turnovers created. They might be in the top 10 in turnover differential because they have a culture of Alex Smith not turning the ball over, et cetera. But it's really hard. Like San Francisco in 2011, they beat the Saints. They created 39 turnovers. Next year, they created 25. That's a 35% drop. Do you think if Drew Brees is healthy, his passing yards are going to drop 35%? Like,
no.
It's not. And that's because turnovers are random. You need, like, the 2013 defense, they didn't create a lot of turnovers. But you know what they did? They held teams to under 4 yards of rush on first down. And on third and more than eight, they stopped teams, like, 81% of the time. So if you have to be good in situations in order to create the environment to get the turnovers. The turnovers of themselves aren't just going to happen out of the sky. And to be honest, like, recovering a fumble is just luck. Now, creating the fumble is not luck. You know, you have to be able to, if you're a player that's great at stripping the ball or making it pop out, that's a skill. But, dude, once that ball falls on the ground, it's just sheer random luck whether you get it or not. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, so part of it's luck, part of it's just being heads up. I mean, I do think you can influence it. I think there's no question that Greg Williams and his influence when he first came to the Saints positively impacted the Saints' ability to create turnovers. And when you look at that first year,
yeah.
I mean, he was all about, like, when a ball came incomplete at practice, I remember he would say, I don't care if the ball's incomplete, you run over and you scoop it up every time. And I don't care if the play's over, you poke the ball out of the running back. I don't care if his knee hit the ground, you poke the ball out of his hand and you go recover that fumble. So, you know, there was a culture and, you know, a way of playing defense that I think positively impacted the Saints in 2009. And the number of turnovers they got that year, really, it speaks for itself. But then when you look at 2010 and 2011, you know, Greg Williams is the same coach, same culture, same message, same practice antics, and they couldn't get a turnover to save their life. And it was the same guys for the most part. So, you know, it's cyclical. You know, it's hard. I mean, you can coach, you can practice. I definitely think Greg Williams is better than a lot of coaches out there at coaching, being aggressive and installing that mindset. But even that is proven by 2010 and then 2011. Sometimes it doesn't work. So I think, you know, you talk about situational stuff. I just think third and five, if you're getting off the field, you're putting more pressure on the offense to create plays. Right now, I just don't think there's much pressure on the offense to create plays because it's easy for them to decide what they want to do against the Saints defensively.
Yeah.
They know they're not
going to
face much of a pass rush. They know they can attack the linebackers and pass. They know there's going to be one or two weak corners on the field. It used to be Ken Crawley and Sterling Moore. So, you know, it takes a lot of the guesswork out, you know, because usually the first or second read is there for the quarterback.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, like you said, you create situations. You know, people, the national media and Saints in general, they forget. The 2009 Saints defense, they held teams to 3.4-something yards per rush on first down.
Yeah.
And they were top 12. I think they were either 9th or maybe 10th in third down defense. So,
yeah.
And they always played from ahead. So a team would look up and be like, oh, shit, we're down 17-3. It's the beginning of the second quarter, and it's third and six. You know what? We got to score because Drew Brees and that offense over there, they're going to get the ball back. They're going to score. They start to force things, and it creates that way.
Yeah.
So to me, you look at, like, 2013, that defense, yeah, they didn't create turnovers. They didn't have a lot of sacks. But they were really good on first down against the run. They were really, really good when they got teams in third and more than seven. And I think that's what you want. You want to create more situations. And if the turnovers happen, great. If they don't, that's okay too. But you've got to put the team. You've got to make teams uncomfortable. And I think fans. I wish they would focus more on that than just we need to get 40 turnovers.
Yeah, if you ask me, like, what's the most salient thing that you can hang your hat on, I think I'll give you an example. Like, I think, for example, I think turnovers is not a great stat in terms of a measure of a good defense. Another stat I don't think is great is yards, like just yards yielded. Because if you look at last year, the Saints were 27th, and people are like, okay, well, they were awful, and yes, they were. But the Dolphins were 29th in the league. And they made the playoffs last year. And so if you ask me what's so much better about the Dolphins, well, they had more interceptions, they had more sacks, and they were top three in the league getting off the field on third down. Now, another interesting stat is that only three teams in the top 10 last year in terms of yards made the playoffs. So having a top 10 defense in terms of yards, and that's kind of generally accepted as the measure for, you know, how many yards per average are you giving up per game, only three of the top 10 defenses made the playoffs. The other seven were like Jacksonville, St. Louis. So, yeah, they weren't giving up many yards, but they were losing games. So this is a passing league. Teams are scoring a lot of points, and defense doesn't win championships anymore, in my opinion. It's all about offensive efficiency in this league and passing. That's what wins games. Now, the Dolphins, as I mentioned, hemorrhaged a lot of yards, but they were awesome on third down. Third in the league. And I think if you go back now and look at the top 10 defenses at getting off the field on third down, then you're going to see way more of a correlation with success. And I think more turnovers is a symptom of getting off the field on third down.
You know, And here's it. We're running. We have a minute left, and we're running out of time. But I want to do this thing. You know, the Saints. You look at the Saints. It's a perfect illustration of what you said. The Saints against the Giants when they played that second game of the year. They gave up a shit ton of yards. They won the turnover battle 3-0, but they lost the game in part because of a blocked field goal. But in
I consider a blocked field goal that's a 10-point swing. So that's almost more valuable than a turnover, honestly.
But another critical thing in that game, on 3rd and more than 8, the Giants were 3 of 6. The Saints defense, when it's as bad as it is, and it's not going to be great this year, right? When the Saints get a team in 3rd and long, they have to get off the field.
Yeah.
And that's more important than turnovers or whatever. When the Saints get a team in a situation where their defense has the advantage, they got to get off the field. And against the Giants, they couldn't.
And it all comes down to better pass rush, better coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget the linebackers. I mean, the linebackers have to cover too. But I really think it's about can you make the quarterback second guess this first, maybe second read, because the coverage there is good. And then does that buy you enough time for the pass rushers to get there? Or do you have a pass rusher that's so dominant that he's getting there even before the quarterback can make his second read? But that's how you get off the field on 3rd down and why the Saints are so bad on defense. This is, again, it's a passing league. It all comes back to poor pass rush, poor coverage.
Yeah, we're done. So stop obsessing over turnovers, people. Bye-bye.